other day, I noticed I had a missed call on my iPhone from my sister Irene. So I unlocked the phone, see if she left a message, when I accidentally FaceTime her. I hang up before she answers because it's first thing in the morning, and frankly, I'm not exactly looking my best. You know those movies where the woman wakes up all tousled and sexy? She rolls over and looks at the guy next to her. "Hi," he says, and flashes that killer grin. And she smiles back and murmurs, "Hi." Not high on the scale of witty comebacks, but he seems to like it because guess who's late for work that morning? I'll spare you Charlie and my version of this. Let's just say neither one of us has been tardy for work in quite some time. Anywho, 5 minutes later, Irene texts me to say she butt-dialed me by mistake. I tell her I did the same thing with FaceTime because I didn't have my glasses on. She says, "Me too." I send the laughing so hard you're crying emoji, and she does the same. Then we spend 5 minutes texting those bitmojis back and forth, trying to crack each other up. I love having a sister. This week, we're taking a sister day in Bangalore. I can't wait. We're kicking off the whole thing with a massage, trying this new place, followed by a little shopping. Then we're going to this Indian restaurant we both love. Our husbands are not quite as adventurous in the food department as we are, so we have to grab these opportunities while we can. I have no idea how to pronounce half the stuff on the menu, but Indian food is some good. Irene and me try to schedule a sister day once a quarter. I mean, sure, we see each other for breakfast once a week, but there's something about hanging out together all day, just the two of us, that's really special. I keep encouraging Charlie to do the same with his brothers. No wives, no kids. It's just a different level of talking without those distractions, you know? Plus, a magical thing happens when we're hanging out together, Irene and me. We enjoy each other's company so much, we're having so much fun, that people are drawn to us. We'll be in the dressing room at Dress Barn, and someone will ask our opinion about what they're trying on, and all of a sudden, we become their shopping consultants. Folks will ask us for directions, and we might not know up front, but we'll help them find out. Or we'll be waiting to be seated at a restaurant, notice a couple of women trying to figure out the situation, and one of us will go, "The hostess is seating someone right now, but we'll be right back." Then we start gabbing with them, and they end up joining us for lunch. Moments like these, we feel like we're channeling our mom. She was the same way. Almost every picture of her, she has her arm around the other person in the photograph, big smile on her face, her heart wide open. She was a force, our mother. I'm looking forward to our sister day. I always do. I encourage you to spend some quality time with your sibling. Don't have one or one that's worth spending time with? I'll bet you have a friend who's like a sister. And yes, I know life's busy and it may be hard to carve out some time, but hey, life's too short not to. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.